Well, it's good to have you here. This is EWTN Radio, and it's time for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, it's your show, and we really believe that you may have experienced something similar to what we're going to be talking about today. We'll let you know what that topic is in just a moment. I am Jerry Usher. I am coming to you from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, and I'm with Debbie Georgiani. Hey, Deb.
Hello, Jerry. It's so good to see you on video. Hey, Jerry, we got to wave to all the social media groups. They go strong with Take Two. Thanks, you guys. I know the lunch bunch is in place as well, which is wonderful. So we love the Take Two family, and we want to share these topics with you to see if we can learn and grow together. So we're talking about this idea of being scammed by something that is going on in the world, or even hacked, or something that has intruded in your life in a negative way, right? And it's been false and fake and deceptive. And so have you or someone you've known been
targeted?
Yes, I was just going to say that. Really targeted and approached by scammers. You know, when somebody approaches you, you can kind of size it up so you can really say, this doesn't feel right. But when they target you, they know how to get to you, right, Jerry? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that is so deceptive, because you, as a wonderful, trusting person, you're like, oh, this has to be true. It looks official. It has an official website or official email, or they contacted me, or they knew my name, or they knew my children's name, or they knew my pet's name. And then all of a sudden you realize you've been scammed. It's very scary. And I know they also are targeting the senior population, which that is so, oh my goodness, that just really infuriates me, Jerry. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear from you. Do you have experience of this? Maybe you have some tips. Maybe you can tell us some things that are circulating now. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, we're heading into the time of the year when this happens a lot, because people's hearts are feeling extra generous around the holiday time of the year. And so people might come to you and say, I'm representing this or that organization. We're raising money for, they might even lay it out as a very worthy, good cause that might tug on your heart. But maybe there's something just, in the back of your mind, you're saying, this just doesn't feel right, doesn't sound right. We need to be cautious, but at the same time, we want to still be open to being generous. So maybe it was a parent of yours or a grandparent that was approached by some sort of scam, some people trying to trick them into giving money or some other product or service.
Or passwords, Jerry.
Or passwords, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you've had this experience, we always say this, what you share on your show is going to impact the lives of other people, and it could save them a lot of money and grief and heartache and really difficult challenges. So call in now. Get in that first group of callers, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So Matt is at the phones and he's answering calls right now. You can join those that are calling in by dialing 833-288-EWTN. Again, 833-288-3986. Michael, our producer, is at the controls doing a fine job. Pedro's on social media, and you can put it in the chats right there. Jerry and I will wave to you again. Make sure that you put the information about being scammed in the chat so we can get those tips and tools and things that we need to know about. But Jerry, I have a lot of opinions on this, because I've got to tell you, I think sometimes with the way we are so quick to react, especially with technology, if something is important enough, or something is real, and they're trying to get in touch with you, they will get in touch with you. I mean this sincerely. You get a lot of spam calls, a lot of, it'll come up on your phone, potential spam. I have come to the point where I will not even answer anymore, because it is so creepy. Some of the response, if you do answer, some of the calls that you get, the way they know you already, and how they know so much about you, it is frightening. I don't even answer anymore. I figure if they need to get in touch with me, they'll find me.
Yeah, no, I agree. And really, you're kind of touching upon the evil, the dark side of AI. You know, artificial intelligence can do so many amazingly good things, but at the same time, it can really be used to trick us. And like you said, I had a phone call. It's been a couple years ago now, and the person on the line said he was my nephew, Michael, and I hadn't talked to him for a while. And so I was having this conversation, Debbie, and he was saying like these things. I'm going, this just doesn't seem like my nephew, you know, and then finally, I asked him, you know, at the end, I said, you know, what is your, you know, give me your phone number or something so we can be in touch. And then he hung up on me. So I think that was, it sounded like an AI mm-hmm. kind of a thing. But also just it's interesting. You and I, we put topics on the calendar usually weeks in advance. Well, as it turns out, the timing on this show was interesting as well, because within the last 2 weeks, I had about $5,000 worth of charges on my debit card at SeaWorld and Busch Gardens in Orlando.
Oh, no.
And Walt Disney World. Yeah. And I you know, fortunately, the email that was tied to my debit card was mine. And so I got these emails saying, here are your tickets. And I'm saying, well, that's really nice, but I didn't order any tickets. So mm-hmm. fortunately, my bank, you know, has worked with the entities and gotten those reversed. But I was a victim of that myself just in the last couple of weeks. So folks, this is really real, and it's going to come to you if it hasn't already. So join the conversation. Have you been approached or someone you know by some sort of scam or deception? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We really want to hear from you. You can give us your confirmation name, a middle name, if you want to just keep it private. We understand that, but we just need the details so we can be warned and we can be cautious when we answer an email or open up an attachment or answer a question, because certainly we want to really help one another and protect one another from this, especially our senior population. It used to bother me so badly, Jerry, when my mother would get these calls on her cell phone. And my mother, you know, my mother, she was so trusting. She would answer anything. She'd probably mm-hmm. she'd probably give out every phone number and password she could think mm-hmm. of, because she was so trusting. And I would say, Mom, you can't answer anymore. You just can't. She says, well, why would they call me? They're saying I'm from this bank or something. So see, that's not fair to do. It's so wrong, and it's so immoral, unethical. It's horrible. It's all of the above. So please, let's talk about this today. Have you or someone you've known been approached by scammers or targeted by scammers? Let's see if we can really help other souls today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Call us 833-288-3986, and Jerry and I will be right back.
Clear that this topic has struck a nerve today, because we have pretty full, actually we do have full phone lines right now, but we do have a waiting area there, so no need to delay your call. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, talking about the scams, the deceptions, the things that people approach us about. It always sounds good, or usually sounds really good, but maybe you just have that check in your spirit. You're going, this just doesn't feel right. But if you have been a victim of something like that, or maybe you've had an attempt and you kind of, you know, warded it off, or maybe someone you know has been approached by scammers, get a hold of us. Let us know what your experience with this has been. We're going to get to Larry in a minute. But Debbie, this is a great feast day today. You and I both love the feast, the saint of the day, Pope St. John Paul II.
Absolutely. I mean, amazing. A great saint. Over 26 years, he served as our Holy Father of the Catholic Church. Amazing. I mean, so incredible what he has done and the contributions he made to our faith and to the, our lives as Catholic Christians. I mean, you look at the Luminous Mysteries, Theology of the Body, Divine Mercy, all the encyclicals he wrote, so many things. I mean, did I say the Luminous Mysteries? Okay, yes, mm-hmm. so many things. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I could go on and on about John Paul II. He is one of our powerhouse saints here that we pray to every single time we start a show. What an amazing person he was. He was so balanced, so talented, so loving and kind with people. He traveled all over the place. He loved nature. And, you know, I loved how EWTN a couple years ago said, how can we really celebrate this feast day? Well, they said, you know, pray the rosary, because he loved the rosary. He loved Our Lady. Pray a novena. Go out for a hike or a swim if you're in that part of the world where it's very warm still. Go, because that's what he loved. He loved nature. Eat some Polish food. That's what EWTN said to do. I love that, Jerry. I could go on and on about this special day.
Absolutely. So we ask for his intercession for all of us, especially the Take Two show team and family. All right, let's get started with your calls about being approached by scammers. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Larry, thank you for calling in early. You got in first today from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. I heard this. I listened to you guys almost every day, and I was coming in, going to house, and I heard this topic, and I just had to call and see if I could get in and be able to share some things I think that would be helpful to everyone, especially those that are elderly.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Larry.
Yeah, go right
absolutely.
Ahead, Larry. What was your experience? What would you like to share?
You're probably going to stop me. So if I get started, you just stop and ask questions. But my sister lives alone. It happened to my sister. She was 70 years old. The most trusting person you can ever imagine. Lives in a small community. Does everything for everybody. She was approached by an email telling her that she won the Publisher's Clearinghouse prizes of like $1.5 million. And she bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And after it's all over, I asked her, I said, why did you do that? She says, there's so many people here hurting. I wanted to be able to get some money, a lot of money, to be able to help them. And they had her locked up, and they were doing things with her in terms of her money, gift cards that she would then fax numbers to. They had her even... taking cash from her bank, going to another bank, and wiring the money to someone in Florida. And only by the grace of God did we find this out. Mm. Her daughter was overseas. Her husband's in the military. Her daughter got an accidental text from Peggy, my sister, and she was trying to communicate with the scammer, and that's the only way we found out about it. Wow. So we immediately jumped in. I just urge everyone, if it happens to you, don't hide it. It's embarrassing. It's a terrible thing, but don't hide it. The only way to try to stop these people is to get the authorities involved, and we did. I went to the county sheriff's office and had an investigation. They brought in the FBI, but both of them said, you know, you're not going to recover any money. And they thought, and this is really important, I think, for everybody to know, there are foreign governments who are attacking us by having these scams. They're sucking money out of our elderly people, their lives, their savings. And once they have the relationship really mature, they will even start talking to you. And so these guys will talk to these lonely elderly ladies, and I'm sure the men too, but they get them. You probably got a question or two, but that's it in a nutshell.
Well, no,
we're not wealthy people, but they took her for a lot of money.
Well, yeah, the thing is, and I think you mentioned your name, sister's name is Peggy. You know what? This just speaks to the beautiful heart that she has. And Larry, this speaks to the fact that, as we were kind of talking about early in the opening segment of the show, so many times they target the vulnerable, people who are alone. I don't know how they, if they get information to specifically target certain people like this, but they target people who have, you know, really maybe love the opportunity, like you said, to engage in helping other people out. Your sister sounds like such a generous person, but you know, Deb, this is you know, Jesus talks so much in the Bible, in the Old Testament too. God really has no room for, you know, tolerating, you know, like mistreating, you know, widows and orphans and things like that.
The innocent
mm-hmm. and vulnerable, and this yep. is these are the ones they really go after.
Yeah, that's why it's so disgusting. It breaks my heart and it makes me so angry, Larry. I you must have been so furious that this happened to your beautiful sister, and I'm sorry. Please tell her that, you know, the best we can offer her and you is I put you guys in the prayer book, and I hope God just showers both of you with abundant blessings and graces, because she was very trusting and she wanted to help other souls, and you know, she was duped, and that's horrible. That is absolutely horrible. It makes me sick to my stomach. And I agree with you, Larry, we have to get people to communicate with one another. They can't just be so quick to pick up an email or pick up the phone and react. People need to talk, and that's why we're doing shows like this, so that they can be alerted and aware. Don't answer the phone so quickly. Talk to somebody. Send the information to a friend and say, hey, do you think this looks for real? Okay, and guess what? You know, hopefully that friend will say, no, you better look at this closer. It's spelled incorrectly, or this is happening. So, I mean, there's so many things we can do if we just open up the lines of communication. And Larry, I'm so glad you brought this to our attention. I'm sorry it happened to your sister, but it's going to help a lot of other souls that are listening today. Anything else, sir, before we let you go? Believe it or not, we've got full phone lines plus, so a lot of people have been scammed.
There's this one thing I think is important that I didn't cover, is that once they get the person's trust, then that person... They say, do not contact any family members or friends, because this needs to be a surprise. So they've got all the answers covered. You can't out-talk them. You can't out-fox them. Because yeah. Once they get you, got you.
Exactly. I've had experiences of things like that, where I get an email supposedly from my pastor, and I noticed the email is not his, the returning email address is not his, but it'll say something like, you know, I'm really busy, or I'm hearing confessions right now, so I can't talk about it, but email me back mm-hmm. or something. So, you know, we just have to be really, really vigilant, and like Debbie said, talk to a family member, talk to somebody. Let this be, if no other lesson comes from this show, Debbie, let it be that we need to really, you know, bounce this off of somebody before we get ourselves trapped in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, Larry.
Ethan, watching on YouTube, social media, says, a flashing red light on my screen notified me I had a virus. Mm-hmm. I clicked, thinking something was wrong with my computer. The scammer spoke to me and insisted for my credit card yep. details to fix it, yep. and I declined. Thank mm-hmm. God, Ethan, you did decline that. You mm-hmm. were smart enough and astute enough to know that.
Well, I want to tell you something really scary real quickly. What you just said, Jerry, was so important. I received a message from my bank, okay, which had the bank name. It had all of the details that, you know, all the personal details that I would have recognized from the bank. And it looked so official. I mean, completely official. I even went down to the bottom, double checked, you know, the web address, everything. It looked so official. And there was just something that didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right. And so sure enough, I called and they said, do not answer that. It's going around. So that's why, if you don't panic, folks, don't panic. Call your trusted places and say, did you just send me a message? Don't you think that's a good advice, Jerry?
Absolutely.
Instead of just reacting. But I could have easily, because I'm moving fast too in this world, and I could have easily just clicked on it, and then who knows what they yeah. would have grabbed from my bank account. Well, I don't have anything, but they could have my debt.
Yeah, if you want to take my loans over, you can do that. Bernadette in Colorado is going to be up next, listening on the EWTN app today. Hello, Bernadette. Welcome to our conversation.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I'm calling about the fraud that I discovered. It was through a Catholic dating app, and I met a person that I thought was real. and we were texting with each other. And looking back, they were probably all AI-generated comments. Mm-hmm. Everything that he said was a lie. Fortunately, Debbie helped me figure out that he was a phony.
Oh, good.
But we shared, he lived out of state from where I live, and I had even called into a previous show telling everybody that I was so excited to be in love.
And
in the end, I believe that I think the Lord brought him into my life so that I can pray for him or whoever he is pretending to be. Because I thought we had all sorts of shared dreams, and I thought it was moving into something more serious. Mm-hmm. And to the Catholic dating app's credit, they gave me a message that I shouldn't have any communication with him that I just ignored because I thought, what do they know? Anyway, thankfully, I've experienced a couple other phony balonies, but I can spot them now a little easier. They all seem to start with the same line. Anyway, I warning, don't give your heart away too soon.
That's great advice, Bernadette. And you have been through so much, because when somebody takes our heart, and I mean, our heart is so precious, and when we love in a beautiful, generous way, and it's just wrong when we are being deceived like that, and it's painful. And so you're doing so great by taking that time to heal from this, because Jerry, money is one thing. Sometimes people will say, okay, I can work harder and recover the money, or maybe I have more money stashed away somewhere or something like that. Okay. But when it hurts your heart, Jerry, that is very painful. It wounds people.
Absolutely. And it can make some people, really hesitant to actually, follow through in a situation where God might, truly put a legitimate person in your life like that. So I agree with you. The heart is it's more vulnerable than our wallet. That's for sure. So Bernadette, we're glad that you discovered this, and
yes.
Like you said, you were astute enough with the other situations that came up that you didn't go down that road a second or a third time. So we're really happy about that, Bernadette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So good to talk to you, and happy feast day to John Paul II.
Yes.
Roman Day 93 was amazing, and I was privileged to be there, so it was awesome.
John Paul II, we love you. And Bernadette, we love you. You have a big, beautiful heart. So keep that heart and protect it. And God is so wonderful. He just knows when to bestow those beautiful graces on us when we go through difficult things. So Bernadette, thank you so much for sharing. You probably helped many souls today. Right, Jer?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bernadette. We appreciate your call very much. Dawn in Canton, Ohio. Hang on. We're going to get to you in a moment. We just have a brief pause coming up. We have Christy in Minnesota, Dennis in Illinois, John in Ohio, Debbie. This is one of those shows where you wish nobody would call in, because that would mean nobody's had experience with the scams. But this is obviously something that is very, very prevalent. And we just, I'm so glad we're doing this show, because real life experiences like the ones that our listeners are sharing, those are the ones that are going to really resonate in other Take-Two family members' hearts. And they're going to be perhaps more on the lookout, more vigilant for things like this.
Yes. So I have a second phone, right, that I use. It was actually my mother's phone, and I got it after she passed away. And I loved her phone number, so I kept it. All right. So anyway, I got a call on my main phone where they said that my husband was in trouble, and something had happened to him, and they had all this information. And so thank goodness I didn't react. I grabbed the other phone, called my husband on the phone. I said, "Are you okay?" He says, "I'm great." I said, "Okay, there you go." So Jerry, spot on what you're saying. They know personal details about us, and stuff that's really going to tug on our heart. And so we may be very inclined to just react quickly and do whatever, because we want to protect our loved ones. So keep that in mind too, folks. Don't panic and give over a ton of information right at the initial call.
Okay, great. We're going to go back to your lived experiences about scamming and scammers next here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll step aside just for a moment. Still a lot of calls we're going to get to here on this episode of your program, so definitely stay with us. We are going to get right back to your calls on scammers and scamming, and if you've been approached or someone you know. Really important broadcast today. You are sharing what your lived experience is, and that will have an impact on others. Maybe save some people a lot of money, a lot of grief. So we'll get to your calls right after I mention another EWTN radio partner that is celebrating a wonderful anniversary. In fact, it's been 20 years that Trinity Catholic Radio has been on the air serving Carroll, Iowa. So we want to congratulate Dave Pranger and Kelly Foley and their great team at KYMJ from all of your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, back
years.
To the 10 years. I know, lots
20 years,
of souls.
20 years, yeah.
20, is it 20
yeah.
years or 10?
20 years.
20
yeah.
years. Wow. Yeah. Think how many souls. That's yeah. amazing. 20 years, you guys. Trinity Catholic Radio. Way to go. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Dennis in Champaign, Illinois, listening on our friends at Catholic Spirit Radio. Hi, Dennis. Welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Dennis.
Good morning.
I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And I haven't had it as bad as some of the callers that have called in, but I did write out a check for $50 to a nonprofit organization here in my community, and somehow or another it was intercepted. And the gentleman, or I don't, I'm not, well, I think it was a gentleman, I'm not sure of the name that was actually put on the check, but he was able to clear the check, wash it or something, and he made it out for $5,000 and was able to deposit it at another bank about an hour away. And fortunately, my bank was exceptional in helping me out. And of course, I had to file a report with the police, and I was able to get my money back. But I did have to close my checking account and open up a new account. And of course, if you have any automatic deposits or withdrawals coming out, you have to take care of that, which wasn't that big of a problem because you can do a lot of that online. But I did say to myself, you know, I need to forgive this gentleman for doing this. I need to pray for him. And I think if we do that with these people that do these things, you know, that will definitely help us out. And I mean, it was at the main post office and the main box outside. So it was just really interesting. So I just would advise people, if they're writing out checks, to maybe take them inside the post office instead of dropping them off at boxes. That's my story.
Dennis, thanks for calling. And, you know, thanks be to God. You know, your bank was, you know, on top of this. In most cases, we need to be thankful that, you know, Debbie and Dennis, the bad guys, so to speak, use technology to try to get us. Thankfully, there's a lot of good technology, you know, security in place and checks and balances, so forth, that are going to catch a lot of these things. But Dennis also mentioned something that a previous caller had mentioned and I was going to comment on. And that is, you know, we need to really pray for and forgive the people who do this. It's easy. For my first impulse is I'd like to get a hold of them and give them a piece of my mind or something, and then I just have to catch myself and say, you know what, Lord, this is a soul that needs grace, that needs redemption, that needs forgiveness. Not judging that soul at all, but it's obviously, Debbie, someone who is into doing some nefarious things, and so it gives us a great opportunity, as Dennis pointed out, to pray for them and lift them up before the Lord.
Yeah. It's hard to do, but I know we should do that. I mean, I agree with you. The first thing you'd like to do is kind of punch them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, because it's just horrible. It's just, it's so wrong and so sinful. But Dennis, we're so glad that you had a bank that was on top of it. You know, that's another thing. Some people don't have that security in place with some of these institutions that we're aligned with. And so it's so unfortunate. That's why they got to stay very vigilant and very on top of things and make sure it's not a scam and watch things as it processes through and take those extra precautions, like you're saying, with the checks. But Dennis, thank you so much for being a first-time caller. We sure hope you call us again, and I'm so excited. I hope you listen to your pledge drive next week at Catholic Spirit Radio, because I'm one of the hosts, so you'll hear me for 3 days, Dennis.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, and right now, The Rock, AM 1260, The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio, with our dear friend Father Doug Brown, is going strong on day one today, and I get to be one of the hosts there as well. So after the show, I'll go back on to that. You know, it's pledge drive season, Jerry, and with that, if your local station comes to you and says, we need the necessary funds to get through the fall and the winter, please step up in a generous way. You don't have to be Catholic to make a pledge to Catholic Radio, and please remember EWTN as well.
Yeah, well, if you're listening to your local station or EWTN, you're not getting scammed when they ask for money on the air, because only they can go on the air and do that. So, okay, Christy is in Minnesota listening today on Real Presence Radio. Christy, welcome to Take Two.
Hi.
Hi, Christy.
I just had to tell you guys about this because it came as a text. That it wasn't from my parish priest number, but he said he was my parish priest. And I just think that, I mean, isn't that just a terribly egregious thing to pretend that you're someone's parish priest? And who wouldn't help their parish priest, right? So I just think it was terrible that they would do that, you know? And so luckily I got my money back. I bought the gift cards that they asked me to buy for my parish priest, you know? And so I bought them. But I was able to get my money back from Apple because I had to file a police report and all that stuff. And so they gave me all my money back. So that it was just dumb enough to fall for the scam, but not dumb enough to go the whole way to lose all my money.
Good. Well, thank God you got your money back there. And you may have been listening probably about 15, 20 minutes ago, maybe a little bit longer, Christy, in the show, when I mentioned that I have received a number of emails, not text messages, but emails, supposedly from my parish priest as well. And the first thing that gives me, well, a couple things give it away for me. One is the return email address. I look immediately, and that's obviously not him. But some people may not think to look there. And then the second thing is it'll say something like, you know, I'm hearing confession. Or I'm busy right now, so I can't meet with you about this. But yeah, so Debbie, thank God for that. Christy got her money back and had the sensibility in her spirit to look further into that.
Mm-hmm. Christy, I have to tell you about, I think it was about a year ago in the diocese that I live in, the Diocese of Phoenix, that was happening quite frequently, where people were getting messages saying who their parish priest was and that they needed these gift cards immediately. And so people were falling for it. And thank goodness the parishes came out as quick as possible and put out a blanket statement saying, please, if you get any messages from the priests, they are not true right now. Call your parish priest or call the office. We will give you the information. So in our diocese, they went real fast and reacted, but a lot of people bought gift cards and stuff. So you're not alone. I guess it was something that had gone, I understand, through the country.
Yeah, it's just terrible. And luckily, I called my parish priest and I said, are you trying to get gift cards, because, you know, it's like he's the judicial vicar for our diocese, so it's like he's super busy, and so it made sense to me. I was busy at the time. I was running around doing things, and at the time it just made sense to me that he would ask for someone to help him when he's so busy, and so I just fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Well, you might have fallen for it, but it just goes to show how much you love your priests, right? And you love your faith. So that's a testament to you and how beautiful of a soul you are. So I agree with the other callers. You know, we've got to find the absolute beauty in this, even in the midst of being scammed or duped or deceived. And we have to look at go back and heal and go back to that and just realize that it started out with a really beautiful intention. So, Christy, keep that beautiful heart of yours.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I really like what Jerry said about forgiving the person, because I, you know, it's like I feel like it's just so much from the devil that it's like it's hard for me to think that's a real person, you know, who obviously was in need, you know, to be wanting these. I mean, I guess not in need for a gift card, but in need in some way, you know, and reaching out, and so it's like I have to pray for that person too, for you know, to forgive that person and pray for them for their healing as well.
Definitely. Yeah, it gives us a chance to grow in virtue and charity. Christy, beautiful call. Thank you for participating in this conversation today. We appreciate that. We're going to get to John next. Just wanted to say, like your priest did, Debbie, in your diocese, my pastor, a couple pastors ago at my parish in California, every holiday season, he would just get up and give this announcement. He wouldn't wait to hear that some people had been scammed or attempts had been made. He just, as a general rule, before the holiday season, just made some pulpit announcements about this.
Is that your young pastor who has the brain tumors?
No, it was the pastor before that, who's now retired.
How is your pastor that has the brain issues?
Yeah, it's Father Paul Smith of St. Joseph Parish in Big Bear. I haven't been in touch with him lately. Actually, it's not so much the tumor that's a problem right now. He's got some neurological thing going on where he's having a lot of difficulty walking. He's hardly able to walk, and they put in guardrails to help him get up into the sanctuary of the church. And they've said that this eventually is going to spread to his arms and his hands, which would mean, as a priest, he probably wouldn't be able to celebrate Mass. So please, folks, just pray for him, Father Paul Smith, and any and all of our priests who are, you know, undergoing so much suffering, you know, and offering all of that up for us. The good priests do that, so.
Well, and you're just mentioning priests real quickly before we get back to the phones. I just wanted to share that this just happened yesterday. The COO of Guadalupe Radio Network, Toya Hall, her parish in Horseshoe Bay, Texas, her pastor, Father Brad, they found him dead in front of the tabernacle yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he died unexpectedly, and a beautiful priest, I understand, Toya, was sharing with me all the beautiful things he has done at the parish. And so please, if you guys could keep Father Brad, his family, and all the parishioners in your prayers. Mm. I mean, but I have to tell you, when you think about it, and this is what I said to Toya yesterday, I mean, to think about, if you're going to go, what an amazing way to go is in front of Jesus in the tabernacle.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Wow. So sad, but yeah, like you said, in fact, I had a video sent to me a couple of years ago. It was a priest who was giving a talk, and he said his last words were, "Lord Jesus, I thank you so much," or something, and then he just fell over right in front of everybody on the stage and just died.
And he collapsed.
So, yeah, so never a beautiful thing when we see that happen. But like you said, I'm sure it looks like Father Brad died doing what he was ordained to do and what his heart loved to do. So let's pray for his soul.
Absolutely. John in Toledo, Ohio is up next, Annunciation Radio. John, welcome to Take Two. Hello, John. Are you with us?
John.
Can we get Matt to pick up John's call real quickly to make sure John's there? In the meantime, we'll get to Betty in Temple, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
You go right ahead.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. You're on the air. Betty, go right ahead.
Yes. A couple of years ago, there was not so much scamming going on, and I had a phone number at the home that I answered, and I thought it was a friend of mine, but he started talking, and I said, "Wait a minute, who is this?" And he said, "Don't you know?" And I said, "Is it so-and-so?" And I called a name, which was a stupid mistake on my part. But he told me, "Oh, yeah." And he said it was at just past the next town over, and he had car trouble, and he needed, they had some guy that was going to run into town for him, but he needed some money because he didn't have any cash on him, and he had the money in our town. And so I told him, yeah, I'd come. And then I got to thinking, I don't think this is right. But I told him I'd come and made arrangements to meet this guy at a parts store right off the highway. And so before I went, I called his number back, and he didn't answer. And so I called the police in the next town and told them what had happened. And they said, yeah, we're getting a lot of scams on like that. And I said, well, he's going to be sitting there waiting on me. And the girl said, what? Did you tell him you'd come? And I said, yeah. She said, I want you to talk to a detective. So as it turned out, I talked to the detective, and he was asking me all these questions, where I was going to meet him and blah, blah. And I said, do you want me to come over there? It's just 20 miles. And he said, would you? And I said, sure. So I told him where I was supposed to meet. He said there was a drive-in right next to that parking lot. He would be in that drive-in parking lot and told me exactly where to park in there. And as it turned out, they did catch the guy. He came up to my car, and the police told me, tell him you got to go to the credit union and pick up the money. And there was a credit union just across the street. I told the guy when he came up to my car, I've got to run over to the credit union over there because the computers were down at the other one, and I got to go over there. He said, okay, I'll follow you over there. And as I pulled up over there, I looked back, and they had him down. There was two police cars and a detective. And I found out later that he got 8 years. They cleared up about 20 or so scams that had been reported. And about 6 months later, they called me and gave me a plaque as a citizen. Oh,
wow.
So it doesn't, the scammers don't always win.
Yeah, you certainly outsmarted him and turned the tables on him, Betty. That was, well, thank God you were safe. I mean, some of these situations can turn unsafe on occasion, but you were very, very smart there to call, you know, the law enforcement there. And, you know, thankfully they were there and took care of matters and getting that plaque. That must have been quite a beautiful moment for you. Yeah.
I have to say, Betty, you are a hero of mine. I mean, that takes a lot of courage to do what you did, to go like undercover like that and meet this person. So God bless you. You are a strong, strong woman.
Hmm. Thank you. My friends kept telling me, my children would have had a fit. Didn't your kids have a fit? I said, no, they thought it was funny. I mean, I was about 80 years old at the time.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you saved a lot of people from getting hurt by this person, and he's got to be he's got to do his time and be accountable for that. And so, wow, Betty, thank you for sharing. We appreciate it. God bless you, and call us again, definitely. We've got John back, Jerry, from Toledo, Ohio, on Annunciation Radio, who's waiting so patiently. John, welcome back. Hello, John. Are you there,
John? Matt went to him, back to him, and everything seemed to be okay.
I don't know what's
going
on.
Hang on just a second, John. Let me.
Oh, he just dropped.
Well, in the meantime, let me just mention quickly, Catholics Coast to Coast is on Saturdays afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern and Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern time here on EWTN Radio. Our weekly look at some of the best Catholic podcasts from across America, all available at EWTN's Podcast Central, hosted by Ace McKay. That's Catholics Coast to Coast, Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, John, hopefully you'll call back quickly. We're going to get to Ron in the meantime from L.A. Jerry, please wave. He's on YouTube.
Hey,
hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing out there?
Well, we're holding up there. How are you doing, Ron?
I told Matt my cross is being dragged today, so it's a little heavier.
You're in our prayers.
Yeah, I had a multitude of issues going on between the computers I got hacked that I... The resolve I had to do is I literally had to unplug and remove the battery from and allow the computer to restart up and ignore the hack that was being attempted. I've had cell phone scammers call in, texting. A lot of the time I was being texted for someone whose name was not my own in the text that there was addressed to. The house phone, I've gotten to the point to where I've had thousands of calls, many of them logged in on these notepads, and try to block numbers as I go. And I literally just let the machine take the information, whatever it is. If they want to leave a message, then I pick up if I hear it. If not, I just let it go and block it out. It's been crazy. And the craziest one was on a phone years ago, and somebody called me up making like he was some detective out of Arizona who had stopped a car, wanted for felony violations. They found burglary tools and narcotics and other things. And the guy was claiming that I was responsible for it. They were coming to look for me, and I said, "Go ahead, do so." And like, the call lasted about 10 minutes, and I said, "You know what? If you want me that bad, you just send somebody out this way, and we'll take care of it." And nothing ever further came about it. But this guy was trying to get some details. I was not going to give up personal information on. And, you know, at this point, I hadn't been in Phoenix for 20-some-odd years. But the joke is on you guys. So it's crazy. Even this morning, I got another one where I picked up. There was no answer. I said, "You're going to talk to me now?" And then hung up, and that was it. But it's a daily occurrence, from 2 to 20 calls a day on the phone and the computer. Wow. Just nuts. Most of it happens on my cell phone in the texting area. Mm. But the emails, like you said, Jerry, I have to check now the headings, because I've gotten so many people who try to scam out some money for saying, "You just, congratulations, your order went through. You're now renewed for the next year or two with such and such, an agency relating to computer security." And a lot of those amounts are anywhere above $500 to, $700 for the receipt. Everything's all bogus about it. And the headers, when they say it's from me to me, I mean, that's the biggest clue right there.
Yeah, well, you seem to really be getting a lot of these, Ron. I mean, most of the callers we've heard today maybe have had this happen once or twice or whatever. But if it's happening, it sounds like it's happening to you a lot each day. And yeah, I don't answer my phone if I don't recognize the number. And, maybe I'm sending some legitimate calls to voicemail, but that's just the way I feel about that. Because I heard many, many years ago, maybe you, Ron or Debbie, you've heard this, sometimes there will be this person or this automated on the other end just trying to get you to say the word yes. Is this Jerry Escher?
Your name.
And then they can use that word yes like you committed to some sort of product or service. So
yep.
A lot of very nefarious things out there.
Yeah, but Ron brings up thank you, Ron, so very much for calling in. Ron brings up a really good point. I've always said this. We should do a show on this. I watched a crime show recently, and they were saying that the person was an unmarked car came up to them and stopped them, and they said it was the police, and they had a police uniform on us, and they weren't the police. I mean, it's very interesting. I would love to hear from police officers or somebody in authority to say what should we do as citizens when we see something like that isn't fully marked of a police car or something like that. How do we know if they are indeed police officers? It's very interesting. We're in that kind of world right now that we have to check. But even if you ask for their credentials, that they could be not accurate. I mean, the whole thing is I think we just have to really talk to one another and double check with each other. Have you heard of this? Is it a scam? What should I believe? What should I answer to? So let's hear what Nancy has to say in Indiana, Jerry, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Welcome.
I have a little story to tell you. About 20 years ago, my teenage son was trying to explain to me how dangerous it is to just take emails at face value and to believe all the emails that you receive. And he said, "Mom, who would you like to get an email from?" I said, "Oh, George Clooney." Well, don't you know, 5 minutes later, I had received an email from George Clooney. Well, of course, it was my son, but, they can make anything look real. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now with AI, you can't trust anything that you see or you hear, because they can make anybody look like they're saying or doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. No, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, technology has moved along, leaps and bounds from, like you said, about 20 years ago. But, it's just something. The main thing, we talked about this already, Deb, bottom line, and if there's only one takeaway from this show, be careful, stop, take a breath, look at all over the email, a return address, the phone number, if it's not someone you recognize.
Talk to somebody else.
Yeah, talk to somebody else. We need to be careful and vigilant, yeah.
Right. Nancy, thank you so much for your contribution today. And this is the part of the show that Jerry and I get sad about because we have several on the lines waiting to come on air with us. The good news is we have Unscripted coming up at the end of the month. So we really would like Jesse from Harlingen, Texas, to please call back. You know, apparently you're going to tell us how to detect AI scams, and we need to hear that. So if you can call back for Unscripted. Kelly in Ohio as well, please call back. Eric driving through Wisconsin, please call back, talking about a trucker. Some people Eric is a truck driver and says that some people are trying to get donations for 9/11 victims. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things, so many scams out there. And then we've got many other calls and takes coming in, Jerry. Unscripted is the perfect catch-all show.
Yeah, that's on the 31st. So please, we will put you even at the front of the line if you didn't get on today, but you want to call back on Unscripted on the 31st. Wow, what a great, another impactful conversation because of you, the Take-Two family. It is your show, and thank you for making it amazing today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about medical decisions, hard medical decisions you may have had to make on behalf of someone else. These can be gut-wrenching decisions and may have to come with lots of conversations with pastors, with medical staff, with family members. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on the program. In the meantime, we want to thank our show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro. Great job, you guys. We will talk again tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day between now and then.